A busy night of draws here at the Killarney Heights Hotel, and we start off with the under 13 league finals, which will be played by next Sunday. I have Matt O'Neill here to give us the fixtures that were drawn tonight.
Okay, the fixtures are Division 1, Fieries are home to Spa. In Division 2, Killarney Legion are home to Rathmore or Scarta Glen. In Division 3, Glenflesk are home to Corrow. In the Division 4 final, Kilgarvan are home to Beaufort. Again, in Division 5, you have Dr. Crokes at home to Legion. They're the B teams. And in Division 6, you have Kilcummin B at home to Spa B. So those games, the fixtures will be going out very soon.
And over the summer, great to have these fixtures for the young players around the region here. And all the fixtures got played, thank God, are pretty much... up to now anyway, we've got to the finals.
That's right, there was about three, every team got at least six games into it in the rounds, the two rounds that we had, and we had a semi-finals then last week, and these teams have got through to the finals, so a lot of football played by our under-13s this year.
Brilliant, thanks Matt, and good luck to all the clubs involved in those finals next Sunday and the coming week or two. And now I move on to our under 15 draw. Sean O'Sullivan was involved in that tonight and he'll go through it now.
Hello, Mike. In our under 15 draw tonight, we had 17 teams and we graded them into pot 1, 2, 3, and 4. And the lesser, we said the more seeded players are in pot 1. So again, home advantage to pot 2. And in pot 4, they got the lesser team again. They got the home advantage in that, and we had a preliminary round which we couldn't avoid, and the preliminary round went between is Guineawilla versus Scarta Glen. So that brings down pot 3 to 4, and the draw is as follows. Dr. Crokes are playing their neighbours, Killarney Legion. Cordell are playing Kilcummin. Kinmare are playing Spa. Glenflesk, Kilgarvan are playing Fieries. And Corra are playing Guineawilla or Scart. Glenflesk, Kilgarvan B are playing Legion B. And Kilcummin B are playing Rathmore. And the losers will go to Division 2, the winners, Division 1. And in the losers will go to Division 4. And the winners will be Division 3. So we'll draw for the semi finals later. So we have some right good games there again. And there could be a lot of upsets, because you have Crokes Legion. Legion are strong, but Crokes could beat them. And you have Cordell, they'll never be afraid of Kilcummin. And you have Spa as the up-and-coming team. And in the other side, you have Legion B are performing well, Corra, and could surprise Guineawilla or Scat. And Kilcummin B will have a good game with Rathmore. So hopefully all our games will go well.
And hoping to start them in the coming week, Sean?
We're hoping to start on the 15th, and if we can get the preliminary game out of the way between Guineawilla and Scart, I'll be on to them shortly. They might play maybe next weekend or during the week. So if they could do that, we'd be up and running. I know Guineawilla have the carnival, but it might be a nice one for the carnival.
Could be, yes. Thanks again, Sean, and once again, good luck to all the clubs involved in our under-15 championship. But a busy night for our under-15s tomorrow night, Dennis McCrohan here, as we have two teams completing in the Lee Strand under-15 district finals.
We have indeed, in the plate final, and nearly stopped at 6:30, Mike. We have on Roar playing Knockaray. And that's the plate and the cup then at 8:15 we've St Brendan's taking on East Kerry. I'd like to thank the management team for on Rua, Mike Gearden, with his selectors and his management team, and for the East Kerry team we have Adrian McCarthy, and both teams have they've been training hard, the players have been developing, they're really looking to enjoy it, and they're going to put their best foot forward tomorrow night in Ostack Park. I'd like to thank the sponsors, Dennis Murphy at GMIB for sponsoring Training Tops. They're a big hit with the young players. And I'd like to thank the clubs who have funded a contribution to the board, and also to people, to spectators and parents that have bought our fundraising ticket. So we're there's a lot of fundraising, a lot of preparation, and the young lads are developing and improving every day they go out.
A lot of work's gone into getting these teams to where they are tomorrow night, and hopefully they'll perform as best as they can.
They will indeed. You know, they'll have a good night tomorrow night in Ostag Park. They'll put their best foot forward and hopefully it might bring home a bit of silverware.
Please God, yes. Thanks, Dennis. And finally now, I have our chairman, John Dineen. John, you've seen a lot of football over the years, and busy time for you as well. And there's been great success at underage level for East Kerry over the last couple of years at minors, under 15s and down along. So hopefully tomorrow night we'll have another good night.
Hopefully we will. It's great to see teams performing as they do every year, and it's the amalgamation of the clubs. It's fantastic to see them coming out and fellas getting a run at it, and that under 15 plate division, you know, that's younger fellas playing up again, and it's fantastic to see them coming out and getting to play on the big pitches, the big scenes, big stadiums, big occasions for everybody, and just hope that they'll enjoy it and that the occasion doesn't get to fellas.
That's the thing, yeah.
That they'll look at it in future years to come and remember what they felt like on the day.
Oh, yes. Thanks, John. And Dennis, we also had a team in the Shield competition that performed very well as well.
Yeah, they just lost out. There was a third team, the management there, Billy Hennigan. We'd like to thank him for his efforts. They're mostly an under-14 development team, and they performed very well. And we'll expect that they'll be in the under-15 grade next year, and they'll drive on from there.
Thanks, Dennis. So, great times for East Kerry GAA, and I'd like to thank Matt, Sean, Dennis and John for their time tonight, and good luck to all the teams tomorrow evening in those finals. Thanks for listening. Good luck.